It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
As much as we'd all like to say that we're avid gamers who will never put down a controller until we put the big bad down 6 feet under, of course, we're human and have to take a break every once in a while. Therefore, it's quite annoying when video games don't have pause screens. But on the flip side, it's amazing when you find out that the pause screens included in some video games actually have special secrets that reward you for just taking a wee break. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game pause screen secrets you totally missed. Number 10. The pause menu is a musical instrument. Super Mario Odyssey. Super Mario Odyssey's pause menu might seem like the most typical of Nintendo pause screens, stylish but elegantly simple. That is, unless you listen closely to the various chime sound effects that play when you cycle through the game's menu options. Players discovered shortly after release that if you select some of the options in a certain order, you can actually play a familiar Mario theme. Basically, if you enter the pause menu, select options, then choose mode, and then go back, the resulting notes will play the memorable Comet Observatory theme from Super Mario Galaxy. Even if you somehow stumbled upon this by sheer accident, it's missed incredibly easily unless you're a hardcore Mario fan. For the ride-or-die ones, though, this is one hell of a mind-melting, fan-serving detail. Number 9. The game randomly unpauses and tells you to stop hiding. SCP Containment Breach. Cult classic horror game SCP Containment Breach casts players in the role of a human test subject tasked with escaping a remote facility filled with dangerous creatures called SCPs. The game is completely terrifying despite its lo-fi production. Basically, it's compensating for its lack of polish with sheer atmosphere. However, one of its neater tricks is something that you'll likely have missed altogether. When the game is paused, it will sometimes actually unpause itself, particularly if you're near certain SCPs or pause the game for more than a few minutes. Worse still, when gameplay resumes, the message "stop hiding" will be tauntingly placed on the screen. Though on the one hand, it can be legitimately maddening for anyone who needs to go to the toilet or take a phone call or answer the door or just deal with real life in general, it is certainly a unique way to upend the prevailing idea that the pause menu is a safe haven from the terrors of the game itself. Number 8. Nick Jones, Man of Many Faces. Earthworm Jim. The 1994 run-and-gun platformer Earthworm Jim hides an Easter egg both hilarious and mildly unsettling on its otherwise unremarkable pause screen. Players who hit pause and enter the code Yabba Yabba will be taken to a secret screen featuring numerous mocked-up faces of one of the game's programmers, Nick Jones. A rolling message accompanying the bizarre images reads, "Ah, Nick Jones, man of many faces, captain of coding. Have you already forgotten this is an old cheat code? Why not try again?" And so it seems that the code was kept in the game by Jones's co-workers in order to poke fun at their colleague in the event that he attempted to use a now-defunct cheat code. There's admittedly no chance in hell that you'd stumble across this on your own, but it's nevertheless one of the more playfully eccentric pause screen secret Easter eggs out there. Number 7. Pause during flashbacks to see 0 days gone in Days Gone. Bend Studios' Days Gone might be a little rough around the edges, but here's an impressive detail that they included in the game that's largely been missed by most fans. Throughout the bulk of the main narrative, hitting pause will display a counter tallying the number of days that have transpired since the apocalypse took place. But during the game's numerous flashback cutscenes, players who hit the pause menu will find that their 700-something days have been reset to zero, with the message now displaying 0 days gone. This is, of course, because the apocalypse hasn't happened yet in these flashbacks, and so the very need for a day counter itself is rather redundant. But rather than simply leave the counter displaying your last present day total, the team decided to reset it to zero for all of these scenes. It's a small detail perhaps, but a neat one for sure. Number 6. Wario apologizes for mocking you. Wario World. The only way that you could realistically stumble upon this Wario World secret by yourself is by being distracted from the game for almost an entire hour. The game's infuriating pause screen music is a deranged loop of Wario taunting the player, yet those who actually dare to subject themselves to 50 minutes of this nonsense, or for their sanity just skip to the end of any of the YouTube videos that are out there, will be gifted a sheepish sorry from Wario himself for their patience. Only the hardiest among us have the mental fortitude to sit through 50 minutes of Wario trolling the player, so unsurprisingly this secret has largely flown under the radar. That the apology is so fleeting and unenthusiastic only makes it that much more hilarious and peculiar. Number 5. The Battletoads pause music, Shovel Knight. The Xbox and PC versions of Shovel Knight feature an exclusive boss battle against Rash, Zitz, and Pimple, the iconic protagonists from the 1991 Rare classic Battletoads. The encounters are basically designed to ape Battletoads' gameplay, aesthetic, and sound, but if you never needed to once use the pause menu during this sequence, you'd have missed out on a fantastic Easter egg. Though the game otherwise features no pause music whatsoever, for the entirety of this fight, it's scored by the distinctive pulsing pause screen music from Battletoads itself. You obviously need a familiarity with the original game to figure this out, but even then, it's easily missed if you simply don't need to use the pause button at this time. Number 4. The DualShock Controller Speaks to You, Zombie Army 4 Dead War. Now, this secret is concerned less with the visual or oral content of the pause screen itself than actually what ends up being produced by the player's controller. Those playing Zombie Army 4 Dead War on a PS4 get an especially eerie treat if they leave their game paused for about a minute. Suddenly, the DualShock 4's inbuilt speaker will emit a haunting, echoey voice of somebody whispering sweet nothings such as, "Play with me. Come back and play. And where did you go?" Needless to say, for anyone not expecting their controller to suddenly speak to them, which is pretty much everyone, this is quite horrifying. Like, if you're sneaking downstairs at 3 a.m. to grab a snack and then come back just to hear this, you might think that you've got a home intruder on your hands. But other than that, though, it's persuasive proof that the DualShock 4 speaker was criminally underused throughout the PS4's life. Number 3. Quabble keeps moving when you pause, because he lives outside of time. The Messenger. 2018's action platformer The Messenger saddles the player with a sidekick named Quabble, a demonic entity who's tasked with bringing the messenger back to life whenever they die. But observant players who pause the screen might notice that even though everything else is frozen still, Quabble continues to hover around the place even when paused. Now, you'd be forgiven for thinking that this just might be nothing more than a mere glitch, but that actually isn't the case at all. Quabble actually mentions to the player during the game that he lives outside of time, and so we can assume that this is the reason why he isn't entirely subjected to the laws of time even during a time-stopping pause. That's some low-key genius programming for you right there. Number 2. Deadpool mocks you for pausing. Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions holds an indelible place in the Spider-Man lore, given that it ultimately inspired writer Dan Slott to pen the iconic Spider-Verse comic book arc. It's a notable game for many other reasons as well, not least having Ultimate Spidey face off against a brilliantly annoying Deadpool years before Hollywood finally figured him out. Despite this, no single moment in the game better captures the merc with a mouth's personality than the pause screen during his pain factor level. If you hit pause and wait around a minute, a supremely bored Deadpool will start sounding off at you about making him wait. From a ridiculous taxi driver impression to calling the player a pauseaholic, and eventually cracking increasingly lame jokes centered around the word pause, Deadpool eventually gets fed up enough that he decides to start repeating dialogue as a favor to the writers, because they apparently have had more important lines to write elsewhere in the game. It's a perfect distillation of who Deadpool is as a character, and yet still manages to come as a complete surprise, especially back in 2010. And number 1, the creepy Michael cutscenes, Faith, the Unholy Trinity. Much like SCP Containment Breach, indie horror game Faith the Unholy Trinity weaponizes the player's own belief in the pause screen's safety, using it to deliver one majorly pant-filling jump scare. When being chased through the woods by Michael, aka the Chupacabra, you might be tempted to smash the pause button to regain your composure and prepare for what's coming. But if you do indeed pause while Michael is on the screen, you'll instead be bombarded with a series of horrifying animated cutscenes featuring Michael and his terrifying red eyes, accompanied by an extremely unpleasant, discordant drone of music. If you're not the anxious type while playing horror games, you probably miss this, but if not, it likely only heightens the discomforting suspense. Cheers.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.